And one of the things that I've noticed today is a lot of reporters keep talking about the George Floyd trial. Can we just establish, it's not George Floyd that's on trial here, it's Derek Chauvin, the man that's accused of murdering him. So let's talk to Simon Marks now, who's got the very latest on this trial that's happening in Minneapolis. Simon, very good evening.
Well, good evening to you, Ian. They are in a lunch break at the moment, but they will be coming back soon. And if the first session of testimony at the murder trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin is anything to go by, we are in for a very dramatic month ahead in that courtroom in Minneapolis. A ring of steel surrounds it. The city is on edge ahead of its start. Benjamin Crump, the lawyer for George Floyd's family, telling reporters there is an enormous amount at stake.
Today starts a landmark trial that will be a referendum on how far America has come in its quest for equality and justice for all.
Inside the courthouse, as soon as proceedings got underway, the prosecution laid out the case against Derek Chauvin and argued it's cut and dried. Lead prosecutor Jerry Blackwell mounted the state's opening argument.
Mr. Derek Chauvin betrayed this badge when he used excessive and unreasonable force upon the body of Mr. George Floyd.
And to prove it, he played for the jury that horrific video captured by onlookers in which George Floyd, his neck pinned to the floor by Derek Chauvin's knee, can clearly be heard expressing his distress.
My stomach hurts. My neck hurts. Everything hurts. Ah, there's water or something.
Minutes later, Mr. Floyd has passed out. He's entirely unresponsive. Bystanders remonstrate with Officer Chauvin and his colleagues. One of them is a first responder who, we're told, will testify later at the trial. On the video, you can hear her urging police to take Mr. Floyd's pulse.
Bro, what's up?
You gonna just sit there with your knee on his neck, bro? You a real man for that, bro. He ain't handcuffed, bro.
Just
a real man.
You guys are on another level, she tells Officer Chauvin, who at one point threatens to turn against the crowd with pepper spray. Again, Prosecutor Jerry Blackwell.
929, the three most important numbers in the case, 9 minutes and 29 seconds, is how long that went on. For half of that time, Mr. Floyd was unconscious, breathless, pulseless. And if I had to give this part of the evidence you're going to see a name, I would tell you that you can believe your eyes that it's a homicide, it's murder. You can believe your eyes.
But the former police officer's defense lawyers say there's far more to the case than just one video clip. Attorney Eric Nelson, within moments of taking to his feet today, mounted allegations that will come to occupy a central role at this trial.
The evidence will show that when confronted by police, Mr. Floyd put drugs in his mouth in an effort to conceal them from the police. You will see surveillance videos that capture evidence of further concealment of controlled substances. When you review the actual evidence and when you hear the law and apply reason and common sense, there will only be one just verdict, and that is to find Mr. Chauvin not guilty.
The first witness for the prosecution was an emergency dispatch operator who was watching the scene play out on CCTV cameras and became so distressed by what she was seeing that for the first time in her career, she alerted a superior officer to events on the ground in the city that she felt required attention. When the court reconvenes shortly, the defense will cross-examine her. We're at the very early stages of a trial that could last a month, but already the mayor of Minneapolis is requesting additional emergency assistance to cope with the fallout from the verdict, Ian, whatever it proves to be.
Simon, thank you. That's our US correspondent, Simon Marks.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.